Michael Hunt and his wife owned the house on the opposite corner of the old Midwest Rentals property. When he met me at the site, he was carrying a green bucket, armed with a garbage grabber, picking up litter along the way. He says the idea is to lead by example, hoping that when his neighbors see him trying to keep the area clean, they'll do the same. Hunt and his wife, along with other neighbors, chipped in a significant amount of money to help buy the eyesore at 5th and Brown Streets as part of a bigger project to clean up the block.
An unusual group of 10 folks saying, yeah, we're willing to put our money in. Sure, we'd like to get it back, but none of us really have any idea at all that we'll get 5%, 10%. No.
So instead of a get-rich-quick scheme, Hunt calls it an improve the neighborhood and downtown scheme.
We're very much interested in a dynamic, viable, attractive neighborhood that's a destination for folks to live. And since we're so out of balance as far as property ownership, the focus has been and is, as evidenced the property we're standing on, home ownership versus more lovely apartments and what have you.
The two buildings will be torn down before the developer takes control, so there won't be any demolition cost. But the property must be a planned development, meaning the city gets to approve the proposal.
Part of our mantra is these properties are to be designed to be compatible, really complementary, again, of the historic architecture that surrounds the property. That's all this neighborhood has going for it as an asset is historic architecture.
The original block along 5th Street was plotted with 7 lots. Most had houses sitting on them. But right at the corner of 5th and Brown, there was a Catholic church. One of the present-day buildings still has a brick wall that was part of the Church of Saints Mary and Martha. Hunt has plans for that.
I have this idea, in conjunction with building these owner-occupied, market-rate urban housing, to salvage those bricks and use them to build a memorial, yet undefined, certainly not designed. But the memorial would be to commemorate the saints, that historic structure, historic church. But more importantly, my plan is that the memorial would commemorate the importance, the place that this church had.
Right now, though, all Michael Hunt, his neighbors, and the other investors have are ideas. But some progress is being made at the site. He says city workers have salvaged metal from inside the two Midwest rental buildings in preparation for their demolition. And hopefully soon, Hunt and the others will meet a developer who can make their ideas a reality. Mike Lowitzo, WBAA News.